Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, donkey today for Thursday, June 11th, goes to a man in Missouri who is trying to hide from the police. You know, hiding from the police is a difficult task. I've never been good at it, but I've never been good at hide and seek, period. I've always been the run from police type more than the hide from the police type. Or I've been the, you got me. I surrendered to the police type, okay? I remember the first drug bust I was ever involved in. They had a bunch of us in handcuffs on the ground, but one of my guys was in the closet, and when that K-9 came in and started sniffing around the house, he was good for about 5 minutes. And then all you heard was this. That's it. And that dog tore his ass up and dragged him out that closet. Now, that's usually how people get sniffed out by canines. But in Missouri, this suspect, who for whatever reason they aren't releasing his name, he got sniffed out a different way by police. Let's go to KERO ABC 23 for the report, please.
Police officers in Missouri were able to sniff out a suspect who was wanted for a warrant out of Clay County. This is too much. Okay, the Clay County Sheriff's Office posted on Facebook saying, if you've got a felony warrant for your arrest, uh-huh, the cops are looking for you, and you have to pass gas so loud it gives up your hiding spot, you're definitely having a poop emoji day.
I have empathy for this man. The reason I have empathy for this man is because there's nothing worse than when you think a fart is going to be silent, but then all you hear is anal acoustics, all right? You know, the seconds of awkwardness after a loud booty cough happens are nerve-wracking. Have you ever been in a conversation with a group of people and think to yourself, I have to fart? In your mind, you think it's going to be a silence of the yams, but instead, you let out a butt cheek squeak, all right? Then at that moment, you don't know if you should acknowledge it or keep talking, because in your mind, everyone was making so much noise that maybe, just maybe, they didn't hear it. Trust me, fam, we all heard it. We just didn't say anything because we know that could be us in that situation. Well, not me, because I don't fart in my clothes. Never have, never will. Now, if you're wondering why this guy even was hiding from the police, it was because he was wanted for a controlled substance. All right, imagine being wanted for a controlled substance but not being able to control the substance that's primarily nitrogen that comes out of your ass. All right? Clay County Sheriff's Office wrote on Facebook, we've got to give props to Liberty PD for using their senses to sniff them out. Clay County Sheriff's Office also wrote on Facebook, if you've got a felony warrant for your arrest, the cops are looking for you, and if you pass gas so loud it gives up your hiding spot, you're definitely having a poop emoji day. Mm-hmm. Yes, they really used the poop emoji. I don't know why they are protecting this guy's identity. We need to know the man who got arrested. This is history. Okay, this is history, people. This should be in the Guinness Book of World Records, because usually it's somebody snitching on your ass. This is the first time where your ass snitched on you. Please give young flatulence from a jury the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
All right.
So you don't.
All right.
Okay. All right. So you don't fart in your pants?
He always says that. The facts show otherwise.
You never fart in your pants?
I don't fart in my clothes.
You're lying, man.
Don't tell me I'm a liar. Okay.
You never fart in your pants?
I don't fart in my clothes. Would you like to monitor my butt for 24 hours to see if I
no.
fart in my clothes?
I'll pass.
You want to stay close to my butt
so
for 24 hours?
So when you got to pass gas, like say right now you got to pass gas, right? You run to the bathroom and pull down your pants?
Yeah, pretty much.
And when you drive in your car and you got to pass gas in your car?
You think if I don't fart in my clothes, you think I'm going to fart in my car?
So what do? You pull over?
Maybe I don't fart as much as you. Maybe I'm not as flatulous.
Yeah,
you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that, Donkey of the Day.
Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey.